Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 0113. Garga Muni names Krishna and Balarama. Previously in Yashoda sees the universe, while Krishna yawns. The bright morning continued in Gokula, and Mother Yashoda still held her darling Krishna close. She sat beneath the shade of a large banyan tree, soft grass beneath her, as sparrows chirped nearby. Her arms were a gentle cradle, and Krishna nestled in, safe and content. Yashoda stroked his curly hair and hummed sweetly, letting her love calm the air after Trinavarta's wild attack. The villagers gathered, offering prayers, amazed and grateful for Krishna's safety. With devotion shining in her heart, Yashoda beheld her child, knowing his presence brought protection and joy. Tonight, Garga Muni comes secretly to Gokula for a sacred ceremony. On a quiet morning in Gokula, after the fearful days of Krishna's early challenges, a wise and gentle sage approached the peaceful home of Nanda Maharaja. This was Garga Muni, an esteemed priest of the Yadu dynasty and famous astrologer. He wore simple saffron robes, his hair tied, and beads counting the holy names in his hand. His steps were soft, so as not to disturb the humble life of Nanda and Yashoda, but his heart brimmed with purpose. Nanda hurried out to greet him, eyes wide with respect. "O great sage," Nanda whispered, bowing deeply, "to what do we owe this rare good fortune? Please, come inside." Garga Muni smiled kindly. "Nanda, I have come to perform the name-giving ceremony for your dear children. Please keep my visit private. There are dangerous people nearby, like wicked King Kamsa, who would cause trouble if they discovered anything unusual about your son." Nanda instantly agreed. He led Garga Muni quietly through the courtyard and into a simple, private chamber, away from curious eyes. Only Yashoda, Nanda, little Balarama, and baby Krishna were present. The soft sunlight danced on the clay walls, and the scent of fresh flowers floated in from the yard. With gentle hands, Yashoda placed Balarama on Garga Muni's lap. The baby giggled and reached for his bead bag. Garga smiled, placing a little mark of sandalwood on Balarama's soft forehead. "Your son Nanda is extraordinary," said the sage. "He is known by many names. Today I will call him Sankarsana, for he was attracted from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He also shall be called Rama, for he brings immense delight and strength to your family. And let him also be known as Baladeva, for his extraordinary power." Nanda and Yashoda listened carefully, their eyes full of wonder. Garga Muni softly spoke secret blessings for Balarama's bright and heroic future, though only a quiet coo came from the child's lips. Then, turning to the tiny blue-skinned Krishna, Garga Muni smiled with special affection. Krishna's eyes gleamed with a spark far beyond his baby age. Garga placed sacred grains of rice, water, and a flower petal on Krishna's upturned palm. He recited sacred verses. "He shall be called Krishna, for he is all-attractive, drawing the hearts of all living beings. He may also be known as Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva." He looked deeply into the child's eyes. "In previous ages, your son has taken different colors, white, red, yellow. Now he appears in this most enchanting dark blue form. This secret name-giving ceremony shows how sacred and powerful the names of the Lord truly are. Even great sages such as Garga Muni approach Krishna with deep respect and devotion, carefully protecting his identity. The act of giving holy names in a humble and loving way fills the home with spiritual blessings and protection, just as it did for Nanda and Yashoda. Every name of Krishna and Balarama carries a special meaning and remembered promise, reminding us to honor the spiritual power of God's names with love and care. The names are not just sounds, they are a treasure and a shield for anyone who keeps them close. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. The names of Krishna and Balarama are very powerful and full of meaning. 2. Spiritual ceremonies are often done with secrecy and care for protection. 3. Great devotees act wisely to avoid danger to Krishna and his devotees. 4. Prayers and holy names offer real protection and blessings. 5. True fortune is to have love and faith in Krishna at home. Dear Lord Krishna and Lord Balarama, may your holy names always protect and inspire my heart. Please bless my family and help me to remember you with love and devotion, just as the residents of Gokula did. Teach me to be wise, careful, and kind, always honoring your sacred names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me sleep peacefully under your gentle protection. Good night, dear Lord. Next time, Krishna and Balarama's crawling adventures. The brothers begin discovering their world with joyful curiosity. There are giggles, surprises, and sweet moments in their home. Stay tuned for this charming and playful episode.